I just hope he doesn't change his mind. I just hope.
Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks Podcast, where we are pricks about The Bachelor in Paradise these days. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Watch What Crappens Podcast and the Big Brother Smother Podcast. And I'm here with my gorgeous, talented co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor of the For Crying Out Loud Podcast. Hey, Steph.
Thank you, Ronnie. Hi.
What's up, girl?
I am so excited.
Oh, yes.
This show is everything.
That's everything, girl.
It's everything.
Today, Stephanie will be playing the role of Orange Robbie from last season's Bachelor.
I loved it so much. I can't believe how much I love it. And I haven't seen, I think I saw one season of Bachelor Pad, like one of the first ones, and I don't think I ever watched it again. So I am sad and happy. Sad that I have missed this in my life for a few years, and happy that I found it again.
Oh, it's true love, you guys. It's everything
disgusting about The Bachelor. It's all the reason you watch The Bachelorette, but minus all the boring shit.
Yes, and there's not just one pack of idiots. Like, you get used to the idiots, and then they bring in new idiots.
Right,
it's
right.
It's like fresh meat
fresh
every
meat
week.
All the time. Love it.
So all let's right. start at, I mean, one thing they do with this show is they really take your entire life. Like, okay, now you're used to 2 hours, so let's do another 2 hours a week.
The second one was only 1 hour. You'll have to tell me if Paradise had anything interesting to say.
After pads. The Bachelor, after the Paradise, or whatever the hell it's called, is really good because they put Michelle Collins on it, which I had no idea.
Oh, you love her.
Yes, I love that girl. She's so talented, and she's not on The View, and I thought, well, what the hell are they thinking?
She's already off The View?
Yeah, she's off The View. They changed up the cast again, and so she left, and also Joy Behar came back, so they already had, like, the smart-ass comic. So they asked her, and I thought, man, they really just need to give her TV shows to talk about, but couldn't imagine how they would do that. And they did it. They made her the host of this. She's hosting it with Sean, some dumbass
right,
from
Sean,
The Bachelor.
The one, yes, the one who got married and
what
had a baby with Catherine.
Yeah, he was a wuss. But we'll talk about that in a little while.
Okay.
Let's start at the episode two.
Okay. So episode two is they start with a group chat. About Chad, of course.
Yes, the post
and
Chad
how
chat.
They all think he's so ridiculous, even though they were the ones talking about how intrigued they were by him. I don't know. I think Chad got a bad rap. Now they're like, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're so offended. I love the outrage. I love everybody's outrage with everything, really. But this case, Chad.
Yeah.
I love when a group gets together and they start group minding the outrage. Even Lace is doing it. It's like,
right.
Lace, you were a stick in that fire. Not only were you throwing shit all over the fire to make the fire bigger,
but
you were an actual
stick,
in your fire. Yes, he was in your fiery crotch. One thing that bugs me about
really
this show
they
is they
actually did it. Like, I think Lace and Chad actually did it, so it makes it even more hilarious that she's, you know, over it.
When did they have time to do it?
I think in the hot tub.
Ew. You think they did it in the hot tub?
I think so.
Then why isn't anybody mad at Lace? I mean, people get mad when people pee in a hot tub. Like, you're bringing out sperm in a hot tub. That should be no more hot tub for Lace.
Have you ever met a hot tub that you would trust with your nudity?
No.
Yeah.
With my penis? A big vat of Chad. That's what I'm going to think of every time I see a thing. So one thing that bugs me about this show is, you know how they have that lovely, hilarious opening? How come everybody gets a funny thing to do, except the one-armed girl is just putting on suntan lotion? That's weird. That is one armist. That's armist.
So armist, especially since she's on her stump. She's rubbing it in on the... Like, really? You couldn't have her put it. Well, I guess you couldn't put it on her good arm. Because what would she be putting it on with?
Well, I guess that's the point, but that would have been funnier. I mean, I would rather see her trying to, like, get her other arm dead with the stump. I mean, at least that would be funny. Like, I get that she's she's missing an arm and stuff, but, you know, there's still funny stuff she could do.
I know. Somebody else could have been putting suntan lotion on her. Oh, you know what would have been funny? Is it could have been, like, you know when you do those things where somebody stands behind you? It's an improv game, so Ronnie, you know this. And they're your arms. And then they do stuff and you have to kind of go along with it.
Yes.
Right? They stand behind you and put their arms where your arms would be. Somebody could do that with her.
I love the sound of the kids in the background. That's so cute.
Sorry.
Well, no, don't be sorry. It's like this is just us yapping on the phone about a TV show. No. Yeah. It's just funny.
It's like Mama's doing some really important work.
We're talking about stumps and sperm in a hot tub. And there's like kids in the background. It's so cute. So they're all really offended by Chad. Oh my God.
Function is like, I'm so glad that Chris kicked him off because he was scary.
Yeah. There's no excuse for what Chad did. I'm like, okay, Evan, you know, this is a lot of people were talking about second chances last night. This came up in the After Paradise or whatever. And they're all talking about all these second chances. Evan, this is your second chance. Did you watch your first season? I mean, get a lower voice, cut your bangs, step along some manly beard stubble. Do something, dude. But he's just sitting there whining like a little girl. I just wrote at the beginning of this episode, I can't wait to see what this guy comes up with to tattletale on somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough. Okay, spoiler alert. So Chad, then we go outside where Chad is still basically just telling off Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And Chris is like, where are you even going? Like, we're in the middle of Mexico. Like, where are you walking off to? He's like, fuck off, Chris Harrison.
He goes, on a scale from 1 to fuck off, fuck off. How am I ever going to be the bachelor if all these people are against me? These people don't want me to be the bachelor.
I can never be the bachelor now. What am I going to do about this? Dude, go to job training. You're the one talking about how rich you are and how you don't need the show. Why is this your only thing? He's acting like somebody just burned down his entire family.
He's like, they were all vibing with me until, you know, I'm bad. They were vibing my meat tastes. I have vibing my meat tastes. Huh?
It was fun. What am I supposed to say? Like, I'm sorry, I'll be a nicer person, okay? I'm not gonna. They were all vibing with me until they realized they weren't supposed to like me.
Yeah. And then he's like, maybe I shouldn't have drank that first night while he's pouring himself a cup of booze.
Yes.
And it's just booze. It might as well be in a generic bottle that just has big black letters, booze.
Yes, that is definitely some Target cheap-ass plastic bottle booze.
Yep.
That's like what the twins have at their parties in the backyard. And who does Chad blame it on? As every douchey misogynist tends to do, he blames it on the women.
Yep.
He's like, not even one girl was willing to stand up for me. Maybe you shouldn't have threatened to murder them all and shut their own vaginas down their throat.
Or called them all cunts.
He also did blame alcohol, so I guess he made it kind of fair. And then as he walked away, he's like, damn it, do you know how many people I'm going to kill? So back at the ranch.
Yeah, back at the ranch, Carly, our narrator, who, by the way, spoiler alert, I'm going to fall more and more in love with as this show goes on. I love her. Carly doesn't want any more girls coming in because somehow that's going to mean that 3 girls are leaving.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Yes, well, at least 2 because those twins, that unfair twin thing where both twins get to stay.
So you know, Lenny and Squiggy moment. I don't want any more girls coming in. Hello.
Of course.
It's Thea from Ben's season.
It's a Walmart model. So this girl comes down, Leah, in some Walmart short shorts and a really bad crop top and a face that, I mean, why? Look, this girl is a gorgeous girl. She looks like somebody who was sold into sex trafficking when they were 12. And then somebody just put way too much makeup on them. You know, it's like one of those little girls who's just,
yes,
it's like a JonBenet type.
Yes.
Like, you're so little. Why do you have all of that on your face, girl?
Yes.
It looks like a pageant splooged on her face. Like she made love to a Miss America pageant.
Yeah. And it looks like she had just had a session with the like gay pageant guy beforehand, who was like, no, blonder, blonder, blonder.
Yes, redder lips, redder
never
lips.
Your hair can never be too blonde, girl.
Your face needs to be white and your lips need to be extra red. I want you to not just look like a whore. I want you to look like a dead whore. She's like, sounds good. That's great. Sounds great. So she goes in there and the twin, like, one of the twins.
But first she's like, I hope people are excited to see me. Cut to. Yeah.
The twin. It's twin. That lying bitch.
She's going to be a tornado of drama.
Everything. This cast doesn't know a lot of words, but they do have the Weather Channel. Because everything to them is either a tornado or a hurricane or a double tornado about to turn into a hurricane.
Yep.
Or a hailstorm.
Yep.
Like, everything is weather with these people. So, she's friends with Amanda and Lace, which means crazy. She's going to be crazy.
And then this is super cooked, but she's like, I'm here to see Chad, who we watched drive away.
Yes, and we find out later that Chad had been private messaging her the whole time before. Chad really had his pregame on. He was pre-messaging everybody on El Insta.
Yep.
So, yeah, the SUV card is going away. Everybody's gossiping with her about what happened with Chad. She's like, but why? And they're like, because, like, he beat a woman or whatever. She's like, yeah, but he's hot. And then she says, I feel blindsided.
Yeah. She's like, I really wanted to start my journey with Chad. And I guess end her journey at the women's shelter.
We'll have someone from TaskRabbit pack up your things and send them over. Right, hon?
Oh, God.
She gets the date card. And it says, it's finally time for your one-on-one. Because she never got a one-on-one on her season. Aww.
I know.
So this girl, the first thing I noticed about her, besides her Walmart-ness, is how she moves her head when she talks, but like really slowly. She communicates with a slow head bob. So I hope she stays for a long time because I enjoy bobblehead talking.
So you were hoping she stays for a long time at that moment, you're saying?
Yes, at that moment, I was like, I hope she stays for a long time.
Yeah.
I really love a slow-moving bobblehead. And she just seems so mysterious and... A girl who puts that much money into her face just to come on a stupid reality show and then gets kicked off in 5 minutes.
Well, she also had that thing where she poses her like her resting face, and her resting pose is always like she's getting a headshot taken. You know that what I'm talking about, where people sort of lean back a little bit and they lean their head back a little bit, but as if they're just having a conversation that way. And their hair is kind of back.
I would be trying to do like a selfie. I would be trying to do like a selfie shot if I was on one of these shows. I'd be like, could you put the camera up on that shelf way above me looking down? Thanks. Thanks for that.
So since she can't get slapped around by Chad, she has to pick someone else. So she's, you know, who wants to chat?
Yeah, she starts interviewing everybody.
First she chats with the vampire.
Yes.
Then she goes on to Nick. Bah, 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 bah. And this is funny. And then right after that, the twins start making fun of her lips, and they do funny impressions of her.
Yes. You know, I really don't like when these twins, I mean, how old are they? 22?
Yeah.
It's always those girls who are making fun of Botox and shit. First off, I think those girls have at least Botox.
I'm sure they do.
There's no way you have a ferret face without Botox. Ferret face is not natural to our species. It's
true.
You know, you really have to work for ferret face, and they've both got it. I don't know about implants in their lips, but they've sure got them in other places. White girls don't have butts like that.
They have to do it at the same time, too, because they have to look the same.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's like double. Get a 2-for-1 Botox and injections. On Days of Our Lives, Marlena Evans, Deidre Hall, she has a twin in real life. And it's hilarious seeing them next to each other because sometimes the twin is in interviews or whatever with her. And the twin is aged, but Marlena Dietrich has that Botox face, you know, the implant face.
Right.
So, yeah, they've got to keep it up at the same time. The other one's just the, you know, not the ugly one because she's still beautiful, but the old one. That's not
fun. Yes. No, not fun.
So, yeah, those twins are being mean about Botox and stuff. And I just thought, oh, see you in 10 years, girls.
Yeah, but it secretly made me laugh.
So Leah and Nick.
I'm just being honest, keeping it real, Ronnie.
keeping it rules.
It made me laugh because she does. She is kind of ridiculous, Leah.
She is, but I love insecurity in a pretty person. I feel like pretty people are handed the world, and when they don't understand that the world is already all theirs, and they still get dissed, and then have to like mangle themselves and cut themselves up to feel better about themselves. It feels like a blanket. It feels like a warm blanket that will keep me, you know, comfortable in the winter.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The winter so the of other my girls, fatness.
So the other girls sit around, including Amanda, and Amanda wants Nick. So naturally, Leah asks him out, and Amanda is so hurt. That really hurts my feelings. If Nick gives Leah the rose, it would be like seriously, like totally like hurt my feelings because like I have kids, you know, and like my kids need a dad. And like, what is Chad supposed to be that for them? Like,
yeah, exactly.
No, and, I need Nick.
Yeah. And Amanda. It's like she comes in here and, you know, she's just going to try and steal a man. But it's not just stealing a man. You know, it's killing my kids' chances of having a father. Why don't you just murder my children?
Like, do you just not care about them? Do you want them to be strippers? Because that's what's going to happen if they have no dad. And right now, Nick is it.
Meanwhile, the twins are showing off their scoliosis humps. Oh, my God.
And then we get treated to some girls eating bananas.
Yes, the twins are eating bananas.
And LB says, oh, that's lovely. My sarcastic 11-year-old doesn't totally know what that means, but she thinks it's weird.
Mom, I don't know what a whore is, but I know those two girls are that.
So now we go to Lace, Crazy Lace, sitting at the bar complaining to Jorge. The show's tattoo. The plane. That she doesn't have any friends, so she's probably not going to get a rose because, like, I'm not connecting with anybody.
It's like, but here you are. You are connecting with me. She's like, gross, Jorge.
He's like, he gives her a bunch of shots with roofies. And
he's like, I don't have a rose, but I do have rags that have been soaking in bleach. You will never have a cleaner counter, my love. It's like, shut up, Jorge.
You're gross.
So Lace has no pride, okay? She's like shaming the bus boy. Poor Jorge is like, oh, I wish I was tall. You know, Jorge is like, what is it? He has the same mentality of Leah. Like, what is it that I need to do further to my face to make love to one of these beautiful women? You've already got the secret weapon, honey. It's called alcohol. Pour it down their throats.
So then Lace is lamenting that she wants to make it work with Grant. You know, I mean, Chad's gone. So then she asks Vinny to help her work it with Grant. She's like, I don't know. Like, Grant is being distant. It's almost like he's mad that I fucked Chad in the hot tub, which is ridiculous. Like, I have moved on, so should he.
Vinny's like, hey, look, I get that you have no pride. Guess what? Grant doesn't either. He's just desperate to be here. So just ask him for a free week, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she has too much pride, okay? She's like, well, I'm still waiting for the plan B bill to make its way through my womb. So until I abort the future Chad, could you please do this for me? I could be a mother.
Yeah. And so Grant runs right over and he's like, yeah, let's do this. Hashtag mental illness is sexy. And then Jubilee stomps in the water for a second. No reason.
Jubilee,
did you see that? There's just a shot of Jubilee stomping around in the water. For no reason.
Bored ass Jubilee.
Jubilee. Hashtag going home.
I love that Lace is totally loving Grant now. Like, she just realized that Grant will raise babies even if they're not his. She's just like, this guy's a sucker. Keep him around. Amanda talking to Crazy Face and a twin about Nick's insecurity. Oh, she's so ridiculous, especially when we see what she does.
Yes.
Amanda. Yes. So Nick and Leah.
Yeah, Nick and Leah. So Leah is like, have they already gone on the date?
They're going on their date now. So she picks Nick.
Right.
She picks poor sloppy seconds Nick.
Right.
And she takes him out. Nick is, meanwhile, imagining a life of raising Amanda's babies. It's like, he's in love now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going on this lame date. Leah's one of those stupid dates. Well, first she trips at the entrance, which was hilarious.
Yep.
She's that kind of girl who has nothing to say, but she knows she's supposed to seem very positive on a date. So she's like, wow, passion fruit. There's so much passion in there.
And then they have a confessional from her on the fly, OTF, and she's like, I was really bummed about Chad, but now I'm with Nick. Later, I may have feelings for a pool float, but right now, I'm attracted to that lumberjack look, baby.
I'm planning on blowing a pool float later. We'll see how that goes, because that's literally how she spends an hour. Those giant pool float swan things that everybody's getting now, those are terrifying. They will take you a whole day to blow up. Get a machine, Leah. Leah's making all these plans, and I just wrote, this girl makes a lot of plans when she only needs one. Wash your face. Just wash your face. You look ridiculous.
Wipe off that lipstick. It's crazy.
I love her English, too. She's like, if Nick gives me a rose, it'll mean he's gently into me. Oh, words. So Amanda's FaceTiming her kids.
She's going to be one of those women that when she's really old, when she's like in her 60s or 70s, she's just going to have like that crazy, she's still going to have those really red lips, but they're going to be kind of all over the place, like the lipstick out of the lines.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She's one of like those people who would have gotten tattooed makeup. You know, when people yes. were like, I'm going to tattoo my makeup, yeah. but then they yeah. have lip liner from the 80s on for the rest of their lives. And they yes. try and cover it, but every time they drink wine or wipe their face, you can see the lines and they look yes. cray-cray. Yeah, it's totally going to be that girl.
Yes.
I can't believe she doesn't already have children littered all over the place. I mean, that girl will let you flow inside of her for like a candy bar. I've been friends with a lot of Leahs. So Amanda's FaceTiming her kids, and they're like, Mommy, we miss you. You're gone again. And she's like, honeys, look, just imagine Mommy in a river, and she's drowning, and she's just praying to Jesus that some kind of a big log comes along and saves her, a log with a job that can pay for your school in Orange County. They're like, okay, bye. Good talk.
Oh, well, it obviously makes Leah the enemy, though, right there. Because you're like, oh, Amanda has to end up with Nick.
Yes.
The kids need a dad.
Yes.
I was crying.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back on a.
Are you snapping at your kids? Estate.
Yes, I was trying to make them be quiet. Especially about to be dirty. So back on the date, Leah is like splashing around in the water or something, right? And then she goes, that last splash got me so wet. Did you hear this part? And then, like, she couldn't leave it at a double entendre. She had to go, my pussy's wet. Like, stop it! She said that. Stop! Why?
Well, just add some soap.
I got it. Like, I already got it.
Just Leah. Add some soap and you're on your way to success, Leah. So keep trying, girl. You'll learn someday. So Leah is sure that because she talked about, you know, passion fruit having passion or whatever, that Nick will be fascinated in her. So when they return, Nick gets a date card because the producers are just fucking evil human beings.
Right. I wrote classic editing moment.
Yes.
Where Leah says, I'm sure I'll get to go on another date with Nick. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I would like to ask the most beautiful blonde woman I've ever seen in my life, Amanda. And she's like, damn it.
And Leah's face looked so shocked. Did you see it? The editor caught the look on her face. I imagined it was how she would look at Planned Parenthood when she got the news that her herpes test was negative. What? How's that possible? Are you kidding me? No.
This poor girl. I mean, I really wanted to feel bad for her, but I'm a horrible human being. So then she creeps up behind Amanda while Amanda is putting on her pageant makeup, because that girl is definitely Texas Cheesecake Factory material right
yes.
there. Like in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, in the Cheesecake Factory, people get dressed up like they're going to the Oscars. It's hilarious. She's like one of those people. So
which
she's
Amanda or Leah?
Amanda.
Yeah, yeah.
Leah just looks like a hoe. Like, she wears a lot of makeup, too, but it's just toddlers and tiaras kind yes. of makeup. Amanda wears, like, woman makeup.
Yes.
So she's putting on her makeup, and Leah's behind her. She's like, oh, my God, are you going to have so much fun? Kind of slowly bobbing her head. She's like, oh, that's so crazy. I have that bronzer. Like, stop trying to be me. Like, you're blonde, and you have my bronzer. And the twin is hating on her.
Yeah.
And
well, because Leah's like, I kind of look like, doesn't she say something like, we kind of look alike?
Yeah.
And then the twins are like, she doesn't look like Amanda. Amanda's 10 times prettier.
Yeah. Do you think she They're is? So what do you think? I think Leah's very pretty. I don't think Leah's busted.
I mean, listen, personality, you know, I'm a girl, so I have to factor in the personality. I think Amanda is so boring. So, but just if you're just looking at their face, I think Amanda's more classically prettier. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't tell. I think they're both so pretty. So Leah's just giving her shit about bronzer. She's like, are you sure you didn't mean to ask me out? Ha, 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 ha. And it seems like she is, you know, to a newcomer, it seems like she's going to try and fuck with this girl. But then later on, she says in the after thing that Amanda's one of her best friends. So I think she was just trying to show that she's positive. She's like, this is good for you, Amanda.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
So then Nick goes out with Amanda. And at this point, I still like Nick. But
I still like Nick too. Yeah.
Yeah. So he is you could just tell that he is so much more into Amanda. He's flirting with her. And this is what I hate is Nick already has decided he likes Amanda. It doesn't matter. It's not going to matter what Amanda does. Right. But he's trying to project onto her like personality characteristics that he likes. He's like, yeah, you know, I think she's got a really strong personality. Right. And he's like, you seem like you have a really strong personality. To which she answers in like the most baby voice that anybody could ever conjure up. She's like, yeah, like I do have a very super strong personality. I mean, I'm really confident and fiery when you get to know me. Also, I really like puppies and candy. Nick, and I have babies too.
I want to say really strongly that I am in favor of rainbows. They're just so pretty.
He's like, wow, so you're an economist. I love that about you.
Yes!
He's just like making shit up. But yeah. He's doing the same thing.
He's like, I'm not a doormat.
That was my favorite thing.
Yeah. I'm not a doormat.
And then he's doing the same non-specific things. He's like, well, I love my life. I mean, let's face it. I'm hot. Like, you know, I'm hot. Like, I have a job occasionally. Like, I know how to skateboard. Yeah. I'm just looking for someone, like, my glass isn't half empty. It's half, like, full. And I'm looking for someone to, like, share to my half glass, which would mean we'd get a quarter of a glass each. I'm like, these people, fuck.
We'll put a straw in it and, like, sip it down or something. Because it's a glass and it's full. So why wouldn't we partake of this cup of life?
They had not a damn thing to say to each other. And then they're sitting in front of a fire and he's like, whoa. I like fire.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, me too. And then they make out. It's and like, then you guys just wasted so much time.
And then crabs walk around. As if the show's trying to go, crabs are out there, people. Crabs are out there, people.
One of the crabs walking around is Leah, who's like, I'm flabbergasted. It's sad. It's so unfortunate. Get a life. And then they cut to the make out again. And then it cuts back to Leah. I just have bad luck. Like, I almost get something, and then it's taken away. It's, like, been like that for years. Like, one time I almost got this bus, and then it drove away, and I was like, God, bus!
And when it was driving away, I saw that it wasn't actually the bus that I was supposed to be on, but I was still so mad, because why didn't it stop for me anyway?
I asked the bus ticket lady, I was like, I want a bus that'll pick me up. And so she took my money and then she gave me a note that says pass. I mean, that's so mean. Even the bus won't date me. So Sarah is talking to Vinny, and it's kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm all fast forwarding. Izzy's getting pissed at Sarah.
Yes. And then Vinny, who's like, I'm looking for my best friend. I mean, I guess Izzy's like a good friend, but not a BFF. I don't know.
Yeah, Vinny is basically just going to get as much as he can. He's like, look, I always get these girls. They break up with me before they'll get on the ferry. I can't be broken up in front of Nathan's hot dogs outside the goddamn Staten Island ferry again, all right? So I'm getting as much pussy as I can, and we'll see which one of them finally makes it to SI. I just wish his mom was there to be like, you made a mistake, honey! Oh. You made a mistake by not picking my boy!
We need her. We need an after the final rose for this show, for Vinny's mom.
Yes.
So then we get to what might be the best part of the show, where Carly and Dick's Function are talking, and she's musing that, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just like, I might kiss him. I don't know. I just need you to know that at this point, all of my kids who are watching it with me were scared. They're like, don't kiss him. Ew, why? And she's going, I want a man who's going to, like, kiss me passionately. Like, I want a man to be a man, like, aggressive, you know, and manly, like, sweaty and manly, you know, like, butch, like a man. And then they cut to Evan going, I'm tired.
It's like, will someone iron my bangs for me? girl. I just wish I could tell my bangs to step off. My bangs are not everything right now. I'm so tired. She's like, yeah, I need a man. I think you need a woman. I mean, we gay shame a lot of dudes. And being gay, there is no shame in being gay.
No, it's the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a huge queen. So most of it is, projecting my hopes onto these people because I'm learning from this show.
Well, not your hopes for Evan. For Evan, sometimes I think it's the hope that they'll just, if you're gay, be gay, come out. Be a gay man. Don't be on a show. You're shaming your game by being on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
Trying to pretend.
Yes. And it makes it, you know, so different from real life. Because, like, a gay pride parade, a lot of the times you walk around and you're like, go back in. Go back in. This parade is terrifying. I just have a feeling Carly is the type of girl who wants her armpit hair, like, mid-length. Like, not completely grown out, but she'll shave it, like, once a month.
Right.
And she just wants to, like, spit on people during sex. Like, she just seems like the kind of girl who's playing pool and, like, kind of looking at lipstick. She doesn't know whether she's a bull dyke or a lipstick lesbian yet. And I think that that's basically the issue with Evan, because if Evan's going to be the bull dyke, then he's going to need to work his hands more. And if he's going to be the lipstick, then he needs to just be quieter, you know?
Yes.
Evan, basically, he has no chance of becoming a man. He just needs to decide on which kind of lesbian he's going to be and go with it, okay? Baby steps, guys.
Oh, my God. Which only gets worse when... So they have a little kiss, and it's gross.
He's like, girl, that was so good.
That was, like, butterflies and, like, fireworks and explosions in my heart. Like, my heart is a flutter right now. She's like, ugh.
Yeah, she's like, if kisses could make a person commit suicide, I'd be dead right now. I'm just saying that. And then he goes up. She's talking about how much he sucks. And then he's up in his bedroom with his shirt off, running his fingers over his stomach and his nipple. That was the weirdest fucking scene I've ever sat through. And they just kept cutting back to it while she's like, ew, he literally tasted like Lip Smackers, strawberry flavored. And like penises, like, he's disgusting. And then it comes back to him, like, touching himself while he's thinking about butterflies and unicorns.
Yes. And then you go to what's her name, and Carly, and she's talking to Sarah, and she's like, I mean, it was gross, but, you know, rose ho. Like, rose-ho. I need a rose. Yeah. And so then Sadie says to me, my kid Sadie goes, Mom, so you know how Carly is desperate to get a rose? And how Evan had a dream about her. Yeah, gross. And then LB goes, this is a lot like fifth grade. Which
there's was about so as true. Much facial hair for Evan with his glued on hair.
I know.
So
now Grant and Lace are
Grant watching. And Lace. Oh God, this is so sad. So she needs a man to run over, and he's just gonna be the speed bump. You know, he's like, okay, I'll just lay here. Use my chin. And she actually says to him, "Do you want to see my bruises?" And I thought, that is not the first time this girl has said that.
Oh.
It's almost like a pickup line for this girl.
Yeah.
So they get in bed together because, you know, that's where that's a normal first date.
She's like, "Grant has a nice body and he's a firefighter." Yeah. So
she goes, I don't know if I like him, but I know that I need a rose and I'll just make him want to give me the rose.
Yeah.
And so she fucks him in bed. Yeah.
Throws a blanket over the camera.
Which for some reason is not considered being a whore, because I guess a rose isn't a monetary gift. But still, gross.
Yeah. I mean, not to slut shame, but whore.
Yeah, but she literally just said she's going to fuck him so she'll get a rose. I mean, that's kind of being a whore.
So then they go to commercial, and the very first commercial is for Pepsi. I'm not kidding. I normally don't pay attention to that, but it was just so in your face. I was like, they are not doing a commercial for Pepsi.
Pamela Anderson has it. It's trendy.
Okay, so now cocktail party, and we know that two women have to go home.
Oh, but yes.
Both twins would have to not get picked.
Yes, in order for them to get kicked off. By the way, this is where they show Leah trying to blow up that swan, which... I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. I tried to blow one up when I was visiting my family in Texas. That's how I know about these giant swans. But I was like, that girl ain't ever going to make it. I mean, this girl, like the blowing talent of this girl is going to get her immediately disqualified from the show. The cameramen were like, she can't blow. They're like, get rid of her. Figure out a way.
She's out.
So the pre-rose ceremony, Chris is like, he explains the rules, which you just said. Sorry, just catching up in my notes here. And Jubilee is fucked. You know, right. She knows she's fucked. And
wait,
so...
Wait, are you skipping ahead? Because don't we have...
Am I?
Because first Sarah and Vinny make out. Did you skip ahead to the actual ceremony?
No. I'm just in... this is the pre part. Because Chris comes in and then I guess they go do their cocktail party or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So Jubilee is just desperate at this point, and she's like, well...
She cries for most of this episode.
Yeah. And she's... She just knows that she's going to go home. So she's like, well, no one seems to really like me. So I'll just ask for a rose from Jared. So that's sad.
Oh, so sad.
And then Sarah trying her one-on-one with Vinny.
Yes. And they make out.
Yeah, they make out. And Vinny's just getting it everywhere.
Like, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up? Oh, and Vinny starts drinking aggressively, like the old Vinny from Bachelorette days.
Yes, Vinny is taking shots and then making out with people. Like, he does not even give a fuck. He's like, you are in a desperate position. You all need me. Open your mouths. And I'm guessing.
But I was excited.
People are getting, like, oregano in their teeth.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, I love a drunk Vinny.
I know. I do, too. I was getting excited.
Especially because he doesn't do all that much himself when he's drunk. He just waits for other people to goad him into things when he's drunk, which makes it way more fun. Yes. I noticed this about Sarah in this section. You know, we talk about body language a lot on this show. I noticed that Sarah does this really defensive... She has this really defensive way where she's crossing her arms even though, like, she can't. But she's, like, crossing ghost arm. It's weird. I'm not sure what to make of that, but it's weird.
I know.
So Izzy bombs Vinny. Why did I put that? Izzy bombs them. I guess...
Yeah, because she comes over and she's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And she busts up their date.
She's like, it would be really nice to not have to disfigure somebody even more today. So why don't you skirmish off, little one?
Yeah.
Get out of here. So then Vinny does a shot of tequila and makes out with her, too.
Yep. Yeah. She's like, I just want to know. It would be really great if I could just have some kind of peace of mind. And he's like, face. We're like, okay, I guess. Yeah. So then Nick and Amanda sit together, and this is a great scene. This is one of my favorites. So Leah, I wrote here that Leah, so Leah is like on the fly, and she's talking about the fact that like Nick should really pick her because, you know, Amanda, she's like needy, single mom, and Leah, no kids, lot to offer.
Yeah.
Leah's like, look, the thing that I have that – Amanda does not have is a track record of having abortions. Let's just be honest. Like, Amanda, zero.
Leah's like, look.
Quite a few. All right,
on my frequent abortion card. I've got one more stamp until a free one. So what does Amanda have? Exactly. Children. Gross.
Yeah. It's so weird, though. It's like she's trying to, like, sell herself like she's selling a house. You know? She's like, listen, I have a lot of qualities you're looking for. I have, like, 4.5 baths. Like, some bedrooms, no pool. But why do you need a pool? I mean, it's ridiculous. They're so hard to keep up. It's like $500 a month just to heat it. You know what I mean?
She's like, look, you could go for tile like Amanda, or you could go for linoleum, which you can clean a little bit more easily and change out whenever you want without having to go through horrible tools.
Just put some
ammonia
on it. Like, you don't have to get, like, any kind of special, like, Lysol, you know?
Are you sick of your kitchen floor? Peel it up and put down another one. I won't mind.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then she talks to Nick, and oh, my God, Nick is like, yeah, you're super nice, but just I'm probably going to be giving the rose to Amanda, so.
She's like, great. Well, you know, Amanda really doesn't have that much mileage left on her.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I just connected with her more. Mic drop. Boom. Honesty.
Yes.
And Leah looks like she's been punched in the face. She's like, what happened? I must go talk to drunk Daniel and tell him I'm back on the market. B-O-M.
Did I forget to mention my frequent abortion card? Because that's huge. That one's huge. So poor Canada.
Like, Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel. Like, I have a lot of layers, like an onion.
He's like, yeah, well, you know what pigeons say? Onions stink, you know? So maybe, like, I'd suggest be an apple. Like, who doesn't like an apple? You could take them to your teacher. You could give them to the president. You know, eagles, pigeons, apples.
Elvie goes, I don't think she's going to sound attractive when she describes herself as an onion. And then Maddie goes, I think she wears too much makeup. My kids dropping truth bombs.
Yes, very true, Maddie. Very true. I'm really just glad that Leah didn't get to meet Chad, because Leah should not be walking up to an abusive person and say something like, I just need to be peeled. Like,
no, exactly.
He'll do it.
By the way, then Maddie goes, and I'm not even kidding, goes, the only way she's like an onion is she's making me cry. Said, you're hired.
My soul is dripping tears right now, Mom. Turn that shit off. So Izzy takes Lizzie and Jubilee on speed dates. Wait, what? Why am I saying that? Oh, I must be talking about Izzy and Jubilee on speed dates. Who was doing that? Someone was just basically like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? Who was the twin talking to? What was this Canada? Oh, yeah, this was Canada, wasn't it?
Where I have down here that Daniel, I've renamed Daniel Chad 2.0. Because he just starts insulting everybody.
Yes. Then he tries to make himself sound all romantic. But I think I meant to say Canada was trying people out at the last second because he didn't know who he was going to pick. So he was did he talk to Izzy and Jubilee on their speed date? God, I just watched this.
He's talking to somebody and he goes, I have down here that he thinks Leah is one of the blonde twins.
Oh,
and
that's
funny. And then he insults Jubilee.
What did he say to
her? He's super drunk in this scene. He's like, it's not as bad as talking to a brick wall. It's like talking about, like, to a leather coach. It was not, you couldn't understand. It was incomprehensible.
I just like the date with the twin. I think it's him sitting there on, like, a little bed with the twin or whatever. And the twin is trying to be interesting and come up with things to say. And she's like, well, I'm not, like, a fan of oceans. The hell. And then he made a shooting his brains out motion with his hands. So Canada and Sarah. So he takes Sarah aside and she's like, well, you're like the wild card, Daniel. He's like, yeah, you know, it's like cards or like poker or slot machines. You know, you put stuff in and you pull an arm and then you never know what's going to come out. Like a pizza could come out or money. Like, this guy is making no sense.
No sense. And then he's like, you know, I have standards. I'm an eagle, but like, I'm not going to drop down to like pigeon level. Although I've flown into a few windows, but I didn't bang my head. But if I was going to bang, it would be one of the twins.
Like, so basically, all I really need to know about you is, like, are you an eagle where you're going to shit in a tree? Or are you a pigeon where it's just going to be all over the sidewalk? Because that's, like, where I need to walk, eh? So he tells her she's the most genuine, realistic person here.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, Daniel, as she does whenever someone's nice.
And he's like, and you only have one arm, which I like because, like, you don't need extra baggage. Like, people with two arms, like, too much. Like, one is perfect.
I just, like, you know, like, it's like, what, are we going to play patty cake? No. Like,
like, if I have to fly back to Canada, like, I don't want to have to claim, like, two arms in customs. Like, just one.
You can only take one carry-on on anyway, so, you know. So the twins.
All right. Rose ceremony.
Rose ceremony, yes. We're reminded that the twins get to stay, which is so gross and bizarre to me that they're just considered one person.
Yes.
Grant takes Lace, shocker. And Carly's like, well, she did swallow his load. So, you know, that was just polite.
Yes. But now we just look at people's faces, though. And Jubilee is just crying.
I know.
I felt sad.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Nick picks Amanda, which we knew. Yep. Evan picks Carly, which we knew. And Carly,
I love how he did it, too. He's like, Carly, would you like to accept this rose, girl? Come on. She's like, all right. Jared. Oh. So this was a big one because Jubilee's all upset. And he takes dumbass twin. You know, fucking men. They're always going to take a hot twin over anybody else. And it sucks.
But I'm sorry. I know we like Jared because he's cute. But he does seem so dumb.
I know. That's why I like him.
I know.
He's so cute and stupid. But yeah, he takes the easy road, which is the dumb twin. And, you know, in his eyes, I could just see him saying to Jubilee, like, I'm sorry. Like, it's cool that, like, we obsess over the same nerd books, but I'm not going to fuck Argon. So yeah. I don't know what you think that you were trying to hit on me, but no, I'm not fucking him.
So then Vinny, Staten Island, we look at Sarah. She's trying to sell herself while she's standing there, but he picks Izzy, who then answers like a bored receptionist. Yes, thank you. Did you notice that?
Izzy has crazy face. She will cut somebody. I don't care what anybody says. That girl's going to turn crazy, and it's not going to take too long. I can't wait to see it.
It's going
to
happen soon.
So Sarah, there's snake music going on, and she's like, it's like, and she's like, I feel really stupid because I put myself out there. It's like a slap in the face. Oh, Sarah. People, you don't get rewarded for putting yourself out there, okay? You get sold. That's what happens. So Daniel has the final rose. And Leah's like, well, like, I'm not into him, but I did what I had to do, you know. Mostly, like, laugh at his pigeon jokes and pretend I knew what the hell he was talking about.
And blow him.
Yeah, I'm blowing. And he doesn't care. So he gives it to Sarah.
Yeah.
And he's so nice about it. He's like, well, I just wanted to save the best for last. And I thought, you know, Daniel is either suddenly really nice, but then we know that he's not because we hear all of his diary rooms where he's like, you know, there's some nice people, but the only people I'd really fuck tonight are the twins. And then he's acting like he's being all romantic. And I thought, why would he do that? And then I remembered, because Bachelor contestants go to bars, and when they act like they're nice on TV, they get hit in the face with like 30 pussies at a time. So I think he's basically just dating the one-on girl for outside pussy, which is not very nice to her.
No.
But I'm not sure if I like her yet or not. Anyway, so you go, boy.
I know. It's sad that the person who has one arm is like the person that we gauge all the others' niceness. Like, oh, you're nice to the one arm person. That's just sad for her.
Chad was mean to the one arm person.
Yeah.
But he's nice to the one arm person.
Yeah.
It is, yes. But we've all got flaws. You know, they're just not right there. And then it makes this girl, like, oddly insecure, but also over secure. It's like a weird mixture of shit with her. So Jubilee.
Leah and Jubes are out.
Yeah. Jubilee and Leah. I wrote Jubilee and Sarah are out. I'm so stupid. Like, that's how interchangeable some of these people are to me. But
Jubilee
and Leah.
Lipstick. Yeah. Goodbye. So long.
I like Jubilee's goodbye cry. because yeah. she's like, I'm more mad at myself that I went for someone who would like go for identical twins that he can't tell apart over me.
Yeah. Over someone he has so much in common with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because guys.
Because men.
Yeah. So now we're back and a new guy, and it's Josh from Andy's season.
Josh.
So Josh is the one who won. And we have so much to say about this guy because I didn't know this right at first, but then I did some research. So this guy is just the worst douche right from the get-go. And it turns out that there's lots of gossip about him because he was the one picked by Andy, who's a lawyer, who was on a previous season. She was the bachelorette. She picked Josh. They were engaged.
Yeah.
And the runner-up was Nick. Okay, so this is just to help you, Ronnie. Nick is the guy that, so when they, on after the final rose, so Andy apparently slept with both of them, Josh and Nick. And then Nick called her out on it on after the final rose and was like, what, if you were in love with him, why did you make love to me? So it was very embarrassing. And so now Josh is back. So we can pretty much be sure that he's going to go for Amanda right away. Because he knows that she's with Nick and he wants to like shame the guy.
Yeah, so he's going to automatically try and steal Amanda.
Yeah.
And this guy is, I already know he's a piece of shit. A, because he arrives to American Hero music, which is never a good sign on these shows.
Yeah.
B, because I don't understand his hairline or his skin. Like, he's way overdoing it on the tanning and etc. And number three, he talks in a weird, fake accent. Like, how is he talking? Is it an accent? Is he from, where is he from that he would talk like that? Because it's something where it's just like, when there's a T, he puts a D in it. He talks just kind of like a douche, like he has a d-d-d-d-d about him. I just don't like him. It's like a douche accent.
Yeah. He reminds me, okay, of, you know, Kenny Powers?
Yes.
The character?
Yes.
From Eastbound and Down?
Uh-huh.
He reminds me of that. Like that over the top, like aggressively dumb, like an MMA player, an MMA like fighter mixed with Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
That's what he is to me.
So,
just so aggressively mean and dumb.
Yeah, he looks like, he really does look it. So he immediately, as you know, because guy, pulls the hot twins aside. And he's like, well, I like ferret faces, so how about you guys? And they're like, well, like, I don't know, like, oceans are gross. And, like, Amanda is probably with Nick. So he's like, ding, 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 thank you. So he immediately takes Amanda to the bed. And he's like, yeah, you know, I know you have kids. I don't have kids, but, I mean, I have a dog. And it had cancered. And, like, the dog, like, she's
cancered.
Like, she's okay now, like, since last Wednesday. And, you know, I know that you left your kids who were hurting, and I left my dog who was hurting. And so we're both assholes. Let's get married. So they make out.
Yes. Yeah.
So Nick, of course, is just pissed. And he's off on the side, like, it's hard for me not to wonder about his intentions. Is he trying to lead Amanda on? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So Daniel's like, so Nick, huh? How you feel there, kid, huh? You feel good? So, you know, you're used to this right now. You got practice, like getting dumped and all, I mean. He's like,
so awful.
So Izzy tells Lace about whatever. Who cares? So Canada.
Yeah.
Canada brings up the book, okay? And
right.
He's like, so I hear that, you know, I don't read much, you know, but I hear that this girl wrote some kind of book about Josh, you know, I mean. So tell me, how big's this dick? And Nick's like, that book was about me too, bro. And, like, I know that the stuff she wrote about me was pretty true. And so, like, she obviously was telling the truth. And the stuff she wrote about Josh is just, like, scary, man. So
yeah. She said he was, like, aggressive and disturbing and, you know, so... You know, makes sense.
Yeah. So Canada basically compares shit to pigeons again. Okay, so then we go to Josh.
Yeah.
Who's explaining to Amanda his relationship with what's her buns, Allie. And he's like, well, we had different values to did and stuff to did. And it was so hard to
But, you know, like, I was blessed to be engaged on the show. You know, I was blessed, but it didn't work out.
It's unfortunate it did, that you would depict me in that way it did. But, you know, like, it doesn't affect me until someone asks me about it did. And, like, she said some pretty egregious things. But, you know, like, I took the high road because God knows the truth. And I was like, you cannot be saying things, like, egregious on this show. A, yeah. Where'd you learn it? And B, don't confuse people. But, of course, like any confused animal, Amanda's like, I will do whatever you say, big word sayer. And so she's in.
So then do we go straight to the date?
Well, Nick's basically and now I look pathetic for a third time. So Evan and Grant, let's see.
They're worried about Josh. They're like, I don't know, man. I don't know if his intentions are pure. You know, and like Amanda, you know, she's got two kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? You know who should be worried about that? Amanda.
And Evan is still on his little girl crush on Carly, which is so funny. He's like,
oh, my God, I know.
Wow. Like, I wonder where Carly is right now, girl. Like, love isn't a connection you make every day. Like, Carly is like special. And then cut to Carly telling Lace, gross. There's like zero chemistry.
Right.
Then she tells us, my brothers told me to stop dating guys that were like feminine, okay? My first boyfriend was gay, and here we are again.
Yeah. Then he goes, Evan gives me erectile dysfunction. At which point I was like, I love her. She's officially my favorite. By the way, Evan was wearing a 4th of July tank top. Oh, and I was like, it's probably February. It looked like he bought it at Children's Place. I mean, it was ridiculous. It had like a star on it and stripes on it. Evan,
it's like, Carly, girl, I'm wearing this t-shirt because it's the last day of my independence because I found you and I'm willing to give it up. I'm burning the stars and the stripes, girl. She's like, oh, no.
Okay, but back before we go all the way to that part, we have Josh and Amanda on a date. And she asks him about the book. Right? And he's like, yeah, it's all lies.
Yeah. You
know? It's lies.
Yeah, that's the part I was just saying where he's saying, like, it's egregious.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then Amanda's like, you know, I can tell how genuine he is. I trust him. Hi, Daddy.
Hi. What do you think about parks? He's like, I love slides. He's in. Oh, my God. I love him.
Both of their SPF is higher than their IQ. These people are dumb.
He is the pointy straw to my Capri Sun, and that's the end. Herstory! So Evan gets a date card because the producers are assholes.
And they just make out, though. It's just disgusting. They're just, like, all over each other. And you're like, you know he called the woman he was engaged to a cunt, right? And,
And he was making those,
God. I just got the creepy crawlies on my skin.
Yeah, he was moaning. It was really gross.
Back to dysfunction.
Yeah, their date was so interesting, I literally wrote nothing. I was like, dumb. So, yeah, dysfunction is in love and Carly's in hate. And so he gets the date card because the producers are dicks.
Yeah.
And he says, Carly, would you like to go on a date with me? And then it's just this long pause. And she goes, sure. And shrugs.
And then they go to her OTF and she's like, every part of me is unexcited.
I'm so excited. I'm so not excited for this.
Yeah. So then because it's the greatest show ever and they hate each other. I mean, they don't hate each other. He loves her and she hates him. They take them to a big, public, huge shame fest. You guys are going to break a world record and eat a hot pepper and have the longest, hottest habanero kiss.
And Evan's Carly's like, ew! Good!
And Carly's like, I'm going to throw up. I feel really nauseous right now. I'm really sick.
This was so bad.
Understand. I'm sick.
So they had to chew it and then they had to make out for at least 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And she's going to barf, and he is basically feeling her up. while she's yes. trying to do this thing. She's in hate with him. He's getting, like, you know, some butt.
Right.
He's feeling around for nuts. And then she's like, I would rather be broken up with on national TV again than go through this. This sucks. Yeah. And then when they pull apart, this big, long trail of spit.
Oh, gross.
And snot is coming out of Carly's nose.
Oh.
And they won. You know, they won the thing, which Evan's right. like, a girl! Like, he's all jumping up and down.
And she goes and pukes in a bathroom in Mexico.
She's like, she grew up not from the pepper.
Yeah.
From the kiss.
He goes, just to be clear, just so that no one is confused, he made me disgusted and I puked.
So Jared goes on a date with Emily, the twin. Well, it's not really a date. They're just on the bed, right?
Yeah.
Or is it a date?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But they're just like laying on the beach bed. And they're trying to have a deep conversation, and it's hilarious because they're both just idiots. He's like, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Me too. What's your favorite number?
13.
Minus 15. You guys suck, dude.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
So I think they eventually just finally make out because, like, what else are they going to do?
No, she's like, I'm trying everything. Like, first I'm going to lay on my side and try to, like, have him put his arm around me. And then he kind of puts his arm around her and she's like, okay, it's working. And then she's like, so what else? Like, do you like built-ins or like a desk that's like on its stands on its own? He's like, a good built-ins, I guess.
Yeah, she's like, asking him a bunch of like straight guy things. She's like, oh my God, do you like paintball? He's like, yeah. Do you like laser tag? Yeah. Can you type with one hand while you masturbate? Of course. Oh my God, that's amazing. It's like any like straight guy info she can throw at him. She's like,
right.
Regular screwdriver or power drill? He's like, power drill. Oh yeah, I knew it. I knew that about you.
And then he's just like, nothing's happening. And then she goes, I'm not going to make the first move because that's like gross. Like the guy should make the first move. Cut to, she just tries to make out with him.
Yeah, cut to her dick or her leg over his dick.
Yeah.
Like, just because your knee is doing it does not mean you're not doing it. You're the one moving your knee, woman.
All right, so then we're back to Nick versus Josh part two.
Nick v. Josh.
Nick's like, you know, either here's some scenarios. Either Amanda's going to come home having had a bad time and she's just going to want to focus on me. And then we cut to Amanda just making out with Josh. Like they're eating each other at a buffet. Mm-hmm. And then I just have that Josh and Amanda suck face aggressively for the last 5 minutes of the episode.
Oh my God. They are just going so hard. And poor Nick is left out in the cold. And Josh, you know, douche that he is. He's like, right. Well, I'm sorry did it about Josh did it, but or Nick did it. But look, there's like lions and there's sheep, brah. Rawr. And his Botox veins are like pumping out of his temples. So
now we go to night two.
Night two.
I say we just keep going.
Let's go for it.
I only have two pages. It's just an hour.
Okay.
Just an hour.
So
with flashbacks of Josh moaning. Oh, and by the way, opening credits. Did you notice Evan's eating a banana?
Oh yeah, they actually get him looking like he's deep throating the banana when he puts it in his mouth.
I was like, "Are you?" I didn't even notice that before, but come on.
And what's so good is it's so on the nose, and he probably never even got it. He's like,
"I know."
What? He's
They're
also
like,
the only one wearing
a
shirt.
And he's like, "Okay, yeah. I love them."
Take it deeper, okay, girl, okay.
He's like, bananas are so good. They're like fireworks and butterflies.
It's like, you know what's so weird, girl? I can swallow an entire banana, and I like had to practice like get my choke reflex down because I used to always almost barf when I was brushing my teeth. So, like, okay, totally believable. So there's a new guy. Dun 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 dun. Dun. What's his name? Brandon?
Christian, the other black guy. But wait, but before that, we go to Amanda and Josh. They're just making out right from the beginning and right next to Nick, which I didn't understand. And Nick's like, You know, it's just irritating, like, how they chose to, like, announce their relationship. Like, they didn't. Like, they're just making out.
Well, what kind of announcement do you need? Neither one of them is good with words. They're making out, okay? They're pantomiming their announcement, Nick. Okay, just take it.
And then Daniel Canada is like to Sarah, like, what's up? Like, I just want you to be my woman, eh? Like, what, you know, I mean, I just don't want you to be with, like, other guys, eh? You know? Like, I just, you know, can I put your arm in a carry-on or, you know?
He's like, look,
go after one of these other road dogs.
Look, like, you're the most genuine person here, and, like, there's nobody that I want to see, like, juggle in my bedroom like you. Okay, babe? She's like, oh, my God, that was such a sweet gesture that you gave me a rose, but, and then he asked her out on a date. And yes. I was like, I love that on this show, you get into bed before you get asked out on a date. It's like 2016. So, Nick and Canada... and Canada are watching sad Evan walk on the beach.
Yeah. This is a good scene.
So good.
Yeah.
And Canada's like, you know, that poor Evan, like, I just don't know what's wrong with that girl, you know? Like, maybe he could use a little help. Like, I could teach him stuff. Like, you know.
Like, fix his hair or, like, shave off whatever he's got going on down there.
Yeah. Maybe like, push-ups.
Less Evan-y.
Like, you know that thing that he does, like, when he puts his nuts and his twig and berries between his legs and then acts like a girl? You know, you should probably stop doing that when we get drunk. That's a little weird. Like, I love the tips that Canada could come up with.
Yeah.
So Carly is telling the girls, like, that kiss, seriously, almost suicidal. I almost killed myself. Yeah. And then Evan's telling
it was a nightmare.
It's
I love her so much.
It's like that thing from Greece, that song from Greece, where Danny's telling all the guys, and then Sandy is telling all the girls. And they're like, "Tell me more, tell me more," and she's like,
"Does he have any swag? Tell me more, tell me more."
I wanted to barf in a bag. Okay, that's how it was. Tell me more, tell me more. I wanted to sew up my vagina so I could never use it again. Tell me more, tell me more. I almost cut out my goddamn tongue. So I didn't want to hurt his feelings by telling him how disgusting he was.
Tell me more, tell me more. She's so beautiful. She's like a butterfly and rainbows and explosions in my brain. Harley's like, listen, here's the problem. That guy is concentrating on men's boners and not lady boners, if you know what I mean.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then the editors are so good. After this cut back and forth scene, they end with a close-up shot of a dead fish on the beach.
I know.
So she decides that even though they're not dating, they are dating in Evan's mind, and she's got to stop that. So she pulls him off to the side to break up with him, and she's like, hey, Evan. He's like, girl, rainbows, butterflies, fireworks. I feel fireworks right now, girl. Is it the 4th of July still? Because you are like one giant sparkler. Make a shape.
She's like, how many place settings do you want to like register for our wedding? She's like, no place settings. He's like, oh my God, I knew it. I'll do all the registering. Girl, I am good at it.
Oh, God. She's basically like, we're breaking up. Sorry. And he goes, well, I really like you, girl. And this is like harder than I will ever get with you. So I'm going to go upstairs right now. I'm going to just go upstairs. Okay. And he goes upstairs and sobs.
Yeah.
and I wrote, what's the opposite of a squeal? Because that's what he's doing right now.
And Maddie goes, my kid Maddie goes, sorry, dude, but you're like 10 years older than she is. To which I started laughing.
That is true. It's like some weird older guy doctor who just wants to, you know, let the kids play in the backyard of McDonald's while you, you know, have a romantic dollar fries.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And then he's like, I don't know if love's going to happen, but I deserve love.
No.
I deserve it.
No, you don't.
And Maddie goes, he's so cheesy. I deserve love.
I don't like when people say things like that. Like, no. I deserve it. No, you don't. Earn it.
He's like, I had a post-it on my suitcase this morning that told me I deserve love. Yes, I wrote it for myself. But there was also another one that my mom wrote for me and left it in my suitcase. And she thinks I deserve love, too. So I do.
I deserve it, girl.
So Jared asks Carly. Oh, no. Carly and Jared are just talking. She's like, I feel really bad because I had to break up with the gay guy. And he's like, well, you went on a date and you threw up. So that's, you know, you did the right thing.
Yeah, and you probably lost a pound.
And then Evan actually said the reality show thing that I love the most, the meme I love the most, which is, I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah.
Of course, he said it in a crying way that means, yeah, like, I really am. So it made it even better. I was like, thanks for making a twist out of that meme. Loved it. So he's like, sobbing, mostly because he's going home, let's face it.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I mean, am I going to, like, find love? Or, I mean, I guess I might be even going home. I mean, or do I just try again? Do I go after somebody? Oh, my God. I just had a flash to, like, what's to come. Oh, yeah. He's crazy.
Yes, and he's getting desperate. And when Evan is feeling insecure and desperate, we know what he does. Yes. He tries to get somebody else in trouble because he's like a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So Carly is worried that she won't meet anybody else either, but she would rather just go home and masturbate anyway at this point. So yeah. Perfect. So Sarah goes on a date with Christian. Christian has come in, which we didn't even talk about because Christian is probably one of the most boring people who's ever been on TV ever.
Yeah.
He has nothing to say.
Agreed.
So he takes Sarah on, of course, the most appropriate dates ever. Things that you have to grab on with two hands. I'm like, Jesus Christ, could you have taken her bowling?
Yeah, or go to, like, play pool.
You're like, really going to go zip lining and mountain climbing when when she's got one arm? It's like,
but let's be honest, I'm rooting for these two. It's a cute date.
I'm not at all. I hate Christian.
He's kind of aggressive, though.
I don't like Christian. I think he's really boring. He's very douchey under all of that. He's going for Sarah because he knows that he can keep his rose in play for a while because he doesn't have the confidence to go against the hotter guys.
You're right.
And
he's like, girl, I love your one arm. Come here.
Yeah.
Let me feel it.
Yeah. Like, I think that Sarah is really pretty and sexy, but I think that people kind of use her because they use her for the rose because that's how you stay on the show.
I agree.
It's not like anyone's talking to her and she's not even opening enough. She's not opening up enough for. None of them are, really. Let's face it. It's a Bachelor in Paradise. They're not opening enough to really know each other, so they're only going based off looks and who they can get a rose from at this point, you know?
Right.
So they make out, and she is totally dickmatized because she's not a total weirdo and disliked by everyone, like Canada, and he's genuinely hot, and she's totally falling for it.
Right.
But I'm not, young man. So Evan is still in bed crying, LOL.
Yeah.
He's like, should I just leave now? Like, I want a rose. Like, maybe I should just stay and wait and see if I can. Like, what should I do? So funny. So Izzy talks to Canada, and she's basically, they're talking about who's coming in next. And
yeah,
they're hoping that it's somebody for Carly to give that rose to.
Yeah. And Carly's like, you know, I just want there to be some new blood, like a new guy.
Yeah.
And hello.
And this is as new as you can get because nobody even knows who this guy is. This pretty standard, your standard white blonde guy comes in. You know, he's cute. And Chris is like, hi, are you looking for the production suite? And he's like, no, bro, I'm a contestant. He's like, oh, so you've been on this season? Yeah, bro. I was on Desiree's season. And he's like, uh-huh. So
I remember you.
Yeah. Prove it.
He's like, I was in like a YouTube video about Soldier Boy or
Soldier Boy.
Which, why didn't they show something? Are we just supposed to know what that is? First of all, and even Chris has to be reminded he's like, Desiree?
Yeah.
Name rings a bell. Nobody knows who that is.
So is that a person or is it desire spelled wrong? Could you be more specific? And Chris is like, Chris just finally is like, okay, you're pretty sad. So go ahead and go on in. And everyone is confused. They don't know who he is. So he introduces himself and says who he is. And Carly is just giggling Yeah. Like a schoolgirl, which I've never seen, and it's very funny. She's just like,
she's like, there's God. My lady boner. Finally.
So she is excited, and he knows her brother because her brother was also on The Bachelorette his season.
Oh.
And so they've got something to talk about, I guess.
Yeah.
But of course, what does he do? Because Guy goes for the hot twin first.
Right. And he goes off with Haley or Emily, whichever one.
Yes.
And then Carly's like, guys, no way is he going to ask her out because she's really boring.
Which, seriously.
Yeah.
And when they're talking, he's like, yeah, so you're into, like, music? She's like, yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. So, like, I don't know, like, Fiona Apple? No. She's maybe a little too harsh. Okay, so, like, maybe, like, Avril Lavigne? No. Like, Janis Joplin? She's like, God damn, dude. That's the thing. Don't tell people that. It's scary to them. Especially when you look all grungy in 90s and stuff. This girl needs a makeover.
She does. She needs to get her roots done. Look, I'm on her side, but she does need to update it a little bit. I really like her.
Yeah.
I'm saying I really like her. And I don't even mind her look, but if she's going to do that look, she needs to commit to it a little more. Like, update it.
Yeah, because like, right now she doesn't look like it's a look. It just looks dirty. Like, now I get what she's going for with her, like, grungy singer-songwriter feminist thing. But you can't really do that because, A, you're on a Bachelor show, which is the opposite of feminist.
Right.
And you've already sobbed because some stupid idiot you didn't even know didn't pick you. So, like, you've already lost that battle. So just go with it, girl. Get your roots done. Let's start there. Just get your roots done.
Or go off the show, cut your hair into, like, a cute little, like, a pixie cut. Like short, but a little bit longer in the back. So it's like kind of flipping up a little bit. Get some more earrings, like put on a choker and carry a guitar with you.
Yes, I don't know. Everywhere you go.
That's my, and then an audition for the real L word. All right. That's what
like
I got
some,
for you.
Like some nose rings or something. Yeah. Like you're definitely going for a type. So yeah,
commit. Be on a different kind of dating show.
Yeah. If you're going to be a stereotype, go all the way.
Yes.
So he ends up doing the typical thing, and he asks out Haley. He asks out one of the twins.
Yep.
And she's like, ugh. So Evan is going to put rocks in a suit and jump into the ocean. Vinny's like, yeah, Evan's going to put socks into his onesie and jump into the ocean, poor kid.
And then there was a little bit where I was wondering if Leah was the drunk one. Oh, because they have... One of the twins is drunk at the bar.
That was so funny.
Like the other twin.
She's like, right? I don't want him to see me like this.
This is how much alike they look. To me, I was like, was that Leah? I'm like, she doesn't have that much lipstick on, though. I swear to God, this was my thought. And then I asked my kids, and Maddie's like, no, Leah's already been kicked off. And I was like, oh, good. Okay, I'm glad I have company watching this.
Like, what's she doing back here? And who gave her makeup remover?
I know. Okay.
Canada's basically asking about the date that Sarah had. And Christian, one of them, is like, it was amazing. Oh, my God, we're so in love. Ziplining, one-arm ziplining. Amazing. And Sarah's like, so how are you, Daniel? And he's like, well, you know. I feel, you know, like an eagle who's been temporarily turned into a pigeon is about to get, you know, his head chopped off by a mail van. How are you doing?
You know, I wanted to go ziplining too, but like the road dogs were like eating my scraps and like, you know, I can't soar like when I got to be down on the ground, you know?
So he's gel. Nick, Vinny, and Christian are just laughing and watching Josh make out with Amanda, which is cracking me up.
And Nick's like, I don't know how I'm going to get a rose now. Like, especially since Josh is on a steady diet of Amanda's tongue.
Yeah. And, he's doing that thing where he's licking her. She's, like, sticking out her tongue, and he's licking it from the bottom up to the top of her face. It's like a really sick Scooby-Doo type lick.
Yes.
So Canada takes Sarah aside, and he's like, and he has champs. He has champagne on the bed.
Oh, yeah. And
And he's like, well, you know, I just want you to know, you know, I may not be, you know, on a line or like coming down a mountain and whatnot, But, you know, I can't promise you this. You know, I can take that big necklace you're wearing right now and turn it into a pearl necklace. And she's like, that is so romantic.
Oh, and she's like, I just wanted to see if there was, you know, like a serious side to Daniel, you know, like a tiny bit less drunk side.
Yeah.
And there is.
And then there was. That was weird. He's like, look, I know I'm getting older, you know, and like the hair around my plugs is starting to go away. And I'm just looking like a forest that got attacked by the oil industry. But, you know, underneath all of that, I'm a guy who really likes getting a big butt naturally by doing squats and, you know, boobs. I really like my boobs and, you know, feelings.
And then they have a respect off. Like, he's like, you know, like, if you respect me, like, it makes me respect, like, you know, myself. And she's like, but I have to respect myself to respect you in order to respect me. And he's like, Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So Canada, he's so romantic. He's like, I would kiss you right now, but I don't want to give you the Zika virus.
I know. What?
I think because he got bit by a mosquito or something on his lip. So Brandon and Twin. So Brandon is a very well-practiced douche. He picks the hot twin because he just wants to bone. He has nothing to say. I mean, he has almost as much as she does to say on this date. It was so hard to watch. He's like...
And didn't he remind you of Chase? He had those dead eyes. Dead Chase eyes.
He does, Chase, but it looks like he wouldn't, but he does. He has those like half-closed eyes. Yep. And he's only saying the things that he has to say to get through to the next level.
Yep.
And he was doing that. He's like, well, one thing I really like is liking things. Like, that's really big for me. Like, I really like to feel good. She's like, oh my God, me too. Well, this restaurant's pretty. And he's like, yeah, this restaurant is so pretty. Is it as pretty as you? I don't know. I love pretty stuff. And you're like, pretty. She's like, oh my God, that's so nice.
Yeah. And she's like, a lot of people like can't tell me apart from my sister. And he's like, well, I totally could.
Yeah.
Because like, I knew right away that I liked you.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, like right away.
You were the one.
What was it? Like, what was it about me? And he's like, I really like how you're like the blonde one. Like, you're blonde and like she's black and like, you know, like you're tall, but she's like big. Like, she looks like she could hurt some. She's like, that was Jubilee. He's like, oh. Well, then who's your twin? The other girl that looks just like me.
He's like, well, whatever.
Is she under my table right now? Because that's hot. So he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't care what's going on, basically. Right. He's like, I will make it past one episode. That is his goal. So she's doing the double trouble thing where she's going to trick him and change into her sister's clothes and see if he really likes me. Then hell no, it's me. I'm like, it's like choosing between two different kinds of typing paper. You're both blank sheets. How the hell is anybody supposed to choose between you?
I know.
Like, is your thread count different? You're like literally the same nothings. Okay? The only time you have anything to say is when it's denigrating some other woman, you two.
Yeah.
Little hookers.
I know. It was so stupid.
So he can't tell,
amazing
which was
way.
Great. Yeah.
And he's like, do you want to go make out? And she's like, I guess. I mean, I'm not my sister. And he's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to walk or...
She tells him, I really don't want to, like, make out because, like, I have to take things really slow.
And he's like, how slow? And she goes, like, really slow. He's like, oh.
You're, like, worth the wait. Like, I mean, that quesadilla that we ordered was good, and you're at least worth as much time as that took to arrive at the table.
Yeah, maybe not a... chicken quesadilla, because those are good, but just like a plain cheese quesadilla with like just shredded Mexican cheese in it, nothing else.
Awkward.
No fixins.
So boring, these two, which means that they could possibly last forever, because that's the kind of couple that makes it.
Yeah.
So next up is the Sexy Six, and we're calling them that because they've named themselves that. They're like, we're like the Sexy Six.
Oh God. This was the craziest scene, though. And it was worth the whole wait. It was worth the whole 2 hours because suddenly Evan's on the roof with an assault rifle. Evan's pacing like the balcony.
Yes.
Like,
yes, he's like the worst sniper ever. He's like, girl, can I do this? everyone's making out down on the couches. Yeah. And he's like, well, here's
you know who
the
I should
thing.
Be with?
Like, yeah, there's like no rules in paradise, okay? Yeah. But like, Amanda's beautiful and she's a mom too. And the cut to Josh and Amanda licking face and moaning. And
yeah.
It's like, maybe I can tattletale on Josh about something. Like, yeah. Is there a like, Google in Mexico? Girl, I need some evidence, okay? Let's do this.
Yeah. He's like, this is crazy. Okay, it's a little crazy, but like, I'm going to go on a date with her. Like, I'm gonna do this. And then I started to think, this guy is honestly in a disassociative state.
Yes.
Right? He's like, then all of a sudden we look, and it just gets creepier and creepier. He's got a lobster tail, champagne, and you're like, what are you doing, Evan? No.
This is so bad.
Evan,
and
he writes
a note to himself. He's like, dear Evan, girl, you deserve love, okay? Take Amanda to the treehouse. Don't tell mom. Love, Evan. You're hot. P.S. Your bangs. Working. Fleek. Fly. Step off a curb. Then he's doing that self-help thing where people think that they can say something enough times and that will make it real. Thank you, secret. It's like, you're Evan Bass. I'm like, that is not, you don't, that's like the least powerful name I've ever heard in my life. Just like, you're Evan Bass. Jonathan Smith. And you've got this, Bass. So he tells us that Josh, he's like, facial hair,
check. Kids, check. I will have her. She will want me. Why wouldn't she?
Oh, good. Josh is like this guy, like, he's trying to look like a good guy, but he's a bad guy. And I'm like a good guy who's trying to look like somebody who's been through puberty. Like, I'm going to win. Like, you are not going to win. Listen to yourself, man. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wish Evan was the economy so I could short his stock and make $1 billion.
And then he's just going for it. He's walking.
Yep, he's going for it. And it ends with them like, and he's like, guys, can I interrupt? Dun, dun, dun.
And I just feel like this is the part where he's going to be taken away on a stretcher, bleeding from the crook of his arm? Please.
Hopefully. I mean, what is Josh going to, like, stab him in the arm? I don't know what's going to happen, but I cannot fucking wait.
But I think he's, like, losing it.
Yeah, he's never had it. He's always been crazy. Like, don't you remember on the after the rose or whatever, on the finale, when he was, like, almost crying? He looked like he was almost crying when he was being confronted about stuff and no one was clapping for him. He's like, so that brings us to the end of this two-parter. We are about to record our bonus episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a premium feed for this show soon. All these will remain free. You can always get the most 4 or 5 of these episodes for free. But then we're going to have the full archives available on the premium feed. And we're also going to have bonus episodes every week where we talk about what's going on in the Bachelor Nation news, gossip, etc. Today we'll be going through Allie Dorfman's book, talking about Josh, and we have some Chad gossip and some Amanda gossip. So if you want that, this should arrive in your feed, your normal feed that you're subscribed through. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Thank you so much for the ratings and reviews, you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for getting on Facebook and, like, pointing out stuff to us and making fun of it with us, because that's the best part.
Yes, I've been pretty good about live tweeting the East Coast feeds. So our Twitter and our Instagram both are at Rose Pricks Pod. And then on Facebook, we're Rose Pricks Podcast. So just come on, find us there. You can find all of these links at rosepricks.com. And that's where you can find the premium links and all that good stuff. Anything you'd like to add, Stephanie?
I think that's it.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much. We will talk to you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.